Hello, Life Transformational Self-Help listeners. I am your host, Wilhelmina. So we're already 3 months into 2024, and are praying that everyone's 2024 is sun-kissed with the overwhelming love and favor of God. So we'll begin this episode with bringing a shift into the atmosphere of our mindset with the thoughts of gratitude and for receiving God's blessings. In His presence, there is fullness of joy, love, peace, forgiveness, deliverance, and protection. So enter in at your own discretion and let the healing process begin. We'll open with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us with opening our eyes and allowing us to be in your presence once again. Forgive us of our sins and restore your love, joy, and peace to all who may be suffering or feeling as though all hope is lost. Father God, download in me your will to share with our listeners revelation which points to clear direction so that they would be drawn into a relationship with you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, heal all who may be mentally, physically, emotionally, and or financially unstable. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, open the eyes of the hearts of all of our listeners so that they can see who they are to become and walk in their gift this year, and also to draw closer in relationship with you, lining up with your will. Help them to make preparations for change, which will lead to their prosperity, as well as move in the now and hear your directions to stay conscious. Help our listeners to understand that it is according to their faith that the impossible becomes possible. Forgive everyone of their sins and pour out your spirit over and into their lives, causing the eyes of their hearts to be open and active to the hearing of your voice and in fulfilling your will, preparing and establishing them to wait with great expectations upon having a prosperous, greater outcome than what they have received in their past. Teach every listener your way of thinking so that everything they say or do will be the manifestations of what your hopes, dreams, and promises are for their lives through your will and not of their own. Help them to surrender their will to you, Lord, so that everything that they do, Lord, it is according to your spirit, walking in the spirit and not of the flesh, Lord. Crucifying the flesh and cause a shift to happen in their perceptions of how they have once thought and bring it into a reality of prosperity through guiding them into living every day in the now, because it is in the now that you are moving. Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. So before we start this episode, I would like to acknowledge that the music in the background is not mine. And that if you would like to hear this type of music, you can go to the Boss Movement website and go on there to download the app. This is a 24/7 app which plays worship, praise, and it also is coaching, which teaches us how to live and how to bring things into a reality with God. And also is a variety of music which is played gospel worship. Even it has music from other countries. So if you're interested, again, it is the Boss Movement radio app, which is by Hal and Hattie Hollingsworth. Okay, so now that we have the clarity of that, and I'm only using the music as a way of drowning out extra noises in the background. Today's episode is titled, Unpreparedness Will Cause You to Struggle. In this corrupted world, we need to be well prepared for the coming of Jesus and remain spiritually healthy. To remain spiritually healthy means that we fill our minds, bodies, and souls with the spiritual nourishments needed. God has given us everything that we need to win this spiritual warfare against the kingdom of darkness, and which is set before us. In this episode, I am sharing at least 8 tools which God has given me as a daily reminder to help me and you with this Christian walk of lifestyle. My first reminder is that as children of God, we are to not acknowledge that which isn't truth, because everything which is truth will line up with the will of God, meaning that it will have an alignment, just fall in places, what God says, what God has there, what to do. There are always some deceptive negative thought which the enemy will try to plant in our minds, which he uses as a manipulative playground to keep us doubting what God's words speaks about who we are. So we know that the devil is a liar. It says that he is the father of lies. He will tell us anything. He will take a lie and try to make it into truth. Our identity and us knowing this is very important to him. He tries to snuff out or seek out from us that which would be his defeat. To make sure you do not fall prey into believing something God did not speak to you, question it. Take and match what is being said to the word of God, which is truth. Jesus is the truth, and Jesus spoke the word. He spoke the truth. Second, have no open doors in your life by repentance, renouncing any sin by which the devil could claim ownership of you. And also, do not come into agreements with anything that is opposite of God. Here are some examples of what we need to repent from or renounce and not come into agreement with. Hidden and unknown and things that you have knowledge of that you do know. This is hidden sins. Sometimes we get sin and we don't have any knowledge of that sin until later, until there is a manifestation of it. But we ought to repent. We ought to renounce everything that we do that is not in the alignment God's will for your life. Remember to take note of that sin and not repeat it again. To help you even further, the devil remembers every deed which is done by you, and he will try to use it on you the next time or for the next opportunity he gets. Third, give no attention to what or acknowledge any distractions that the kingdom of darkness throw your way. Instead, praise, worship, honor, and glorify God with all of your strength. All of you. Not giving any credit to the kingdom of darkness. Because they crave attention. I don't know if you know this, but demons crave attention. And the best way to defeat our enemy is to not give attention to what they do. I'm still learning that for myself. These are the things that God is helping me with. Fourth, we do not fight spiritual warfare physically, but with your spiritual weaponry. Meaning all the tools that God has given you. Everything that Jesus did is a good example, a prime example of how we should be fighting our spiritual warfare. And we have to, the fifth thing is, we have to remember to keep in mind that the battle is not ours, the battle is the Lord's. And that fighting this battle physically would be our self-defeat. So we will never win. It doesn't matter how much you are being attacked by demons. You cannot fight this alone. You cannot fight it in the physical because of number one, we live in the physical realm, but demons and angels, God, are in the spiritual realm. Therefore, whatever's in the spiritual realm is what God provides to us to fight with. Not physically. Physical fighting would be our demise. It would be classified as pride and arrogance and us doing it ourselves and not having the help of the Lord, having the help of God. So therefore, God has given us spiritual tools to use. And the Word of God is one of them. That's why I keep saying, Jesus spoke the word, speak the word, and the enemy has to flee in the name of Jesus. The word is truth. You speak the truth. When you speak the truth, it blocks out the deceptive lie that the enemy feeds to you. So you don't come in agreement with what the enemy is providing you. And also, the sixth thing is, in scripture, it is clearly spoken in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 through 5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Really think about it. It's not carnal. But mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So do not forget to cast down every imagination. And our seventh one is repent of any agreements outside of God's will, which is disobedience. Because when we don't repent or renounce that sin, what happens is we leave an open door. The enemy doesn't come through the front door. He comes through the back door. So if you leave a door, a window, he comes through the window. He doesn't come in straight, in a straight way, because he's crooked. So he comes in the crooked road to get to you, to get access. He comes in when you least expect it. Not only that, he comes in quickly to snuff out anything that he can use and take to God. He's the accuser. That's what he does all day. He sets up traps. You fall for the trap. He's at God's feet, right in front of God, accusing. So my point is to not come into agreement with whatever is being offered, even in thought, because we sin in thought first. Sin in thought before it becomes a deed. And sinning in thought is what will be counted against us, because it's the thought. You have a choice to think about what you're going to do. God has given us choices. We have to make the right decision. We have to take accountability. Of our actions. So, if you had the thought and you didn't act out on the deed, you repent of the thought and not do it. So, our eighth one is remember the promise, the agreement you have made with God, and stick with it. This is so important, because if you remember what you promised God and you do it, obedience is renounced. Obedience is non-existent in the mighty name of Jesus. Also, God's will is the best plan for your life. Keep that in mind. God's will is the best will for your life. Your will, submit it to God. Not only submit it to God, also walk in the Spirit. You have the mind of Christ. We don't walk according to the flesh. It is the Spirit. And also, it is written that God is our shield of faith. and he's not going to let anything happen to us. So what we must do is trust him 100%. Also, to win this spiritual warfare, speak the word. Speak the word. Speak the word over your life. So now, as we are transitioning over into the final phases of our episode, I would like to invite you to a prayer confession of faith and of repentance of your sins. Could you pray with me? Heavenly Father, forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus died and rose on the third day just for me. I'm asking you to come into my life and direct my path towards your righteousness. My hopes and dreams are in you. And you, Father God, are the source and the only source for making my hopes, dreams, visions, and destiny a reality. And it is according to my perceptions of who you are that I may increase. In you, I have my being, and without you, I could do nothing. Father God, I surrender every area of my life to you, now and forever, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So now that you have prayed this prayer of belief in Jesus, it is only the beginning of what's to be completed. It is necessary that you be water baptized. The water baptism is the outward symbol that you are part of the body of Christ and that you have died to your old life, which is the flesh, and you are now brought up in the newness of Christ, which is in the spirit. You walk in the spirit and to receive the Holy Spirit, which is the completion of our seal promise from Jesus. For by one spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bound or free, and have been all made to drink into one spirit. This does not exempt Gentiles. That means everyone who is a believer shall receive the Holy Spirit. This is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. The Holy Spirit is our only way of escaping and having liberty, freedom, and peace of mind for temporarily living in this world, which I will explain about that in a little while. Today, if you are unsure or struggling about which way to go, now is the time for you to reflect on what your future would look like because of the choices and decisions you make today. We don't have very much time here. We are in the last days. As you can see, there's wars and rumors of wars. And there are a lot of things that are happening that is showing that the alignment is pulling together soon. And so we need to carefully think about our walk with God. And if you haven't even gotten to walk with God, gotten to know him on a personal level, knowing Jesus on a personal level, this is your opportunity. Because if you were to die in your sins today, there is only one place you're going. If you have not repented, that is straight to hell. There is no purgatory. I hear people talking about that. There is no waiting place. When you die, you die and you go right back into whatever it is you were into. If you were doing, you were living evil, wicked, you're going straight into that. You're going straight into it and experience everything that you may have been bringing, wreaking havoc on someone here, on Christians who are being persecuted, families who are being hurt by the wickedness and the evil. It's the same thing with the devil and his kingdom, his people, his demons. Hell was not created for humans, but because of the choices that humans make, that is where they will find themselves. Unless they have a changed mind, anything that's in opposition of God will not enter into heaven. So, but also, if you repent and you're giving your life to God, had to change your heart in alignment with God, what will happen is you go straight to heaven. So, carefully give this thought about whether you choose life or death. To choose life is to choose to align with God's will. To choose death is to choose to follow the world. This world is ruled by darkness. And carefully think about, this is not a time for turning your back on God, because we really need God. All of us need God, and it's for all of us to make it to heaven. Only way you can make it is you have to have a changed heart. You have to renew your mind, and you have to be filled with the Holy Spirit, water baptized, and you have to believe in Jesus. That is your salvation. So this is not a time for turning your back on God, but an opportunity to receive Him while He's near. Right now, He is here. He's speaking to your heart, speaking to the heart of your spirit. Your spirit man. He's trying to draw you close to Him. Let he who has ears hear what the Spirit says. Open up your heart. Open up your heart to hear and listen and move on it while He's near. And give this careful consideration. If you're looking back, that makes you not fit for the kingdom. And it says it here in God's word. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. So to really give you the reality of this, the story about Sodom and Gomorrah, and it's with Lot and his wife. His wife looked back and she turned into a pillar of salt. You might not turn into a pillar of salt, but if you look back, you may be left here to suffer whatever is going to happen here. And you can be looking your eyes up into hell. And you may be wondering when it will be the right time to receive Holy Spirit. Right now is the time. So speaking, 0 to 5 seconds. Because everything else goes into memory. The moment you decided to listen to this message became your appointed time. Choose ye today whom you will serve. Will it be God or man? Meaning, will you serve God, lining up with God's will for your life? Or will you choose the world to follow in the darkness thereof? And in scripture it says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose ye this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. This is found in the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 15. So, reflecting over your life, you may come to a point where it's time for you to rethink and change what you're used to doing. If things have not turned out to be the way that you expected, or it seems as though your life has become out of control, it means that it is time for you to come out of the comforts of fear, doubt, worry, shame, unbelief, and all negativity that you have made a home with. You know that fence of security that you've been holding on to, and step out with trusting God 100%. If you choose not to do so, that is one way of choosing defeat over victory. And you are saying that I'm going to keep my foot in heaven and the other in hell, just in case I miss out on my opportunity for God to prosper me. But taking this type of risk could cause you to miss the rapture. This is double-minded thinking. Remember, in scripture, James 1:8 says, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Double-mindedness will cause you to do anything without giving it a thought. That makes you dangerous to not only yourself, but others around you. You are also accountable for the choices you make, whether it has been in the past or the present, and you have no one you can blame for that choice or decision you have made but yourself. So when you stand before God, He will ask the question, and there will be no excuses accepted. So don't be deceived by double-minded thinking. This is something that's impossible. So stop allowing the enemy to feed you his lies. Just in case you didn't know, he is the father of lies. See, I said I'm coming back to this. And here it is in scripture. You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. That means Satan has no truth. So we are not to believe the deceptive lie that he has. His lies doesn't line up with God's truth. In the mighty name of Jesus, when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. This is found in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 44. You can't serve God and man. So you can't line up with God and also do your thing in the world. And you can't worship two gods at the same time. Loving one God, you'll end up hating the other. Adoration of one feeds contempt for the other. You can't worship God and money both. This is found in Matthew chapter 6, 24. And I believe that's the lesson that Matthew learned, that he can't worship money, love money, and love God too. But choose wisely, because that day you choose to step back into sin or turn and go the opposite of what God has planned for your life could become the darkest day of your life. and can cost you more than physical things, which may seem of importance, but the greatest of them all is going home, spending an eternity in heaven. If you're looking for a true reality, this is what is to come. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. This is found in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 7. Your body returns to the earth from which it came, and your spirit will be returned to God, your spirit and soul. And there will your spirit and soul stand before God, waiting for the judgment for what was done in this life. So we ought to be focused on storing treasure up to heaven in this life, instead of us trying to store treasures here on earth, because treasure here on earth is only temporary. Your spirit makes up who you are, not your physical body. If you grasp onto this concept, you will have an understanding of which direction you should go in this life. Don't wait too long before making a decision, because that decision could make your residency permanent in hell, the one place no one wants to be or wants to go. Also, remember that your choices define where your destiny lies, and to choose sin is to step out of alignment, headed towards death, and it is choosing to die not only physically, mentally, emotionally, but also spiritually. There are two deaths, the physical and spiritual death. With Christ, you only experience one death, and that is spiritual, dying to self. But if you are in opposition of God's will for your life, you will experience dying twice, physically and spiritually, glorifying self, spirit and soul, unresting eternally in hell. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is found in the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 23. If you're finding yourself occasionally or habitually practicing any of these things, which are things that are part of the world, which Satan presents to us as something that he thinks is important for keeping us distracted. Sexual immorality, which is any type of sex outside of marriage. Adultery, which is having any type of sexual relations with others outside of your marriage. Your marriage is a covenant or partnership between you and the one you've decided or chose to be in covenant with, and is with God. Plus, God honors marriage between a man and woman. A man and woman. A seed and a womb. The man is the seed, the woman is the womb. And our next subject is homosexuality, which falls under sexual immorality. It is having sexual pleasures and sex with someone of the same sex. So, God's blessing is on the seed, a man. Two males cannot birth forth that which God has planned. Two women cannot come together and conceive or produce what God has planned. That's what makes it an abomination. It's against God's will. And if you are practicing and are living under the same roof, sleeping in the same bed, It is a type of shacking up, which is fornication, a deadly sexual sin against your own body. It is the only sin that is eternally, which kills you eternally. Everything else is outside. And if you are desiring to or have already entered into a marriage with the same sex, it doesn't matter how upset you get about this. It is not righteous. It is unrighteous deeds, unrighteous thoughts. And it is classified as identity crisis. Not knowing who you are and what your purpose is, why you was created. We weren't created to do everything here. And we're not supposed to become like the world, adapt to the world. That's what God said. It's in his word. And by doing so, even if you have a marriage license, you are not married in God's eyesight. You are fornicating, committing spiritual adultery. You are playing house, living under the same roof, sleeping in the same bed. It is a type of shacking up and also papers of a signed deal with the devil and his kingdom. That's coming into agreement with the devil and his kingdom. Therefore, the devil and his kingdom claim ownership of you to do whatever they will to you. And another nasty habit is gossip, talking negatively as well as positively about anyone without their consent, or shall we say using someone else's information as a conversation starter and or to belittle or bully that person. And the list can go on, et cetera, et cetera. So everything that I've mentioned, these are sure signs of demonic spirits riding your back. Anything that's in opposition of God's will that you are doing classifies as sure signs of demonic spirits riding your back. It's time to break the sin cycle. You know that saying, you are what you eat, meaning physically? Meditate on the fact that this is not entirely true, because you are spirit, soul, and body. So your body is affected by what you eat and isn't all of you. Therefore, your spirit and soul is affected by what you consume on a daily basis, mentally and emotionally. Whatever you desire, if you desire to look at TV, if you're looking at that TV, there's a spirit behind everything. Just keep that in mind, whether it is positive or negative. You will become whatever you give your attention to, meaning that whatever you entertain, which is TV, its spirit will come to live inside of you. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is found in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Like I have mentioned in previous episodes, that your body is a temporary housing, and that which can't be seen, spirit and soul, is forever or permanent. While we look at not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, That means this world is temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal. So what we can't see can't hurt us. There are things that are not seen. We speak words, but we can't see them. But those words go into the spirit realm. So there are two realms. We have the physical, which we live in, and we have the spiritual, which demons, angels, God, spiritual bodies live in. The choices you make today will have a positive or negative outcome on your purpose, and it changes the blueprint of your destiny. For your New Year's resolution, or for the rest of this year, make a declaration to walk in the fullness of God's presence. Have a changed mindset. Renew your mind and surrender your will to God and walk in the will that God has for your life. Meaning to renew your mind by receiving a spiritual transplant, changing the heart of who you used to be or who you are now to the spirit of who God is now. And you'll find yourself walking in alignment with God's will. When I speak of the heart, this isn't a physical heart, but it is a spiritual heart. It is a heart of who you are, which makes you who you are. Your new heart is the connection to being ready for the rapture, and you can't leave earth without it, or you will find yourself in a place unwanted or of uncertainty. Jesus answers, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." This is found in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 5. So here it is, Nicodemus, who was one of the high priests. He's wanted to know about how could we be born again. And Jesus says that except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And the other answer that Jesus tells Nicodemus is that you must be born of water baptism and the Holy Spirit. And so Nicodemus is questioning about how could you be born again? Could you enter your mother's womb a second time? He's thinking it's impossible, but Jesus reminds him that he must be born of the water and of the Spirit to enter into his kingdom. So it's time to receive your transplant today and stay connected to your true destiny, which is heaven bound. Be prepared to leave and stay erect, meaning standing in, being watchful, and standing grounded and rooted in your belief. Staying connected to the main source, which is God. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So this is found in the book of Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. You can receive this same thing by just surrendering your life and talking to God, asking him to change, give you a changed mind and heart. In other words, completing the equation, believing plus water baptism plus receiving the Holy Spirit is the compass which continuously keeps us in position for reaching our heaven bound destination. In whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, you are sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. This is found in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 through 14. Jesus is the only connection to eternal life, your new heart helping you in making the rapture and getting you into heaven. You may be wondering if it really takes all of this to wake up smiling with great joy and knowing you are free. Yes, it does take 100% of your dedication in prayer, studying the word, and participation for establishing your mood every day and being in the presence of God. I promise you will not be disappointed. Our connection to God is through prayer and the Holy Spirit. Humans are a spirit housed in a body. Yes, the body you are possessing is a temporary housing, which means it is loaned out to you because earth is not your home and it doesn't make us who we are, but transports us from point A to point B. When we choose to live for God, our spirit connects with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit guides or instructs us on how to fulfill the plan that God has for our lives. Receiving the Holy Spirit provides wisdom. It becomes your guide, the help in your times of need. It will be a compass for you when you can't see your way. He is your way for being kept, your strength and sustainability in times of uncertainty. For those of you who believe in Jesus and are living the Christian life, believing and walking life does you no service if you're walking around without the Holy Spirit residing in you. You have no power. Without the Holy Spirit, you are just a vessel without any power and a prey for our adversary, the devil. The Holy Spirit is your engagement ring and down payment of God's promise to you. If you are already saved but haven't been filled with the Holy Spirit or haven't gotten an opportunity to know Jesus on a personal level, this invitation is extended to you so that you could experience a spectacular celebration into living beyond what you could ever think, dream, or ask. What God is life without limits. So, the engagement ring is, we are the bride, and Jesus is the bridegroom. It's a marriage ceremony. So, we are coming into covenant, agreement with a relationship with Jesus, with the Father God, with our Father, our Heavenly Father God. It will be finalized when Jesus come back to get his bride, which is us. Now that you have some clarity about how the Holy Spirit operates and its connection with us, this is your opportunity to receive everything God has predestined for your life. Open up and allow the Holy Spirit to fulfill your lifetime as promised. On your journey to rediscovering what possibilities could become a reality, you may want to ponder upon building a personal relationship with God at this time right now. Don't wait too late. Don't be lost. Don't be where you have to go where Satan and his demons have to go, because hell was not created for humans. It was created for Satan and his demons, where it's a permanent place where they would never exist and be in the presence of God. They would be erased in the mighty name of Jesus. And all who follows. As we are ending this episode, please adventure over to the YouTube channel and listen to a song titled The Invitation by Nicholas and The Old Apple Tree by Shirley Caesar, and the song Cycles by Jonathan Reynolds, and the song No Greater Love by the Mississippi Mass Choir, and also the song that was the last song, so that you can get a reflection of how it would be when you stand before God and his extended love for you when you decide to return from your backslidden state of mind and to become more aware of the sin cycle or sin cyclone which keeps trapping you or to help you to not go back down the rabbit hole, the rabbit trail. And how it will be when you stand before God and His extended love for you when you decide to return from your backslidden state of mind and to become more aware of sin cycle and freeing yourself of it. And also the true love you've been searching for to fill that void in your life, because no one could fill it for you but God. If you're lonely, that is a void. That means that God is the piece of the puzzle that is missing. So once we fill that void, we are whole and complete in Him, in Jesus. Also, could you have the heart to share these episodes with your friends and family? All you have to do is direct them to the Anchor.fm app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Google Podcast, and all platforms that this podcast episode is on. Have them download, register to listen. If you or they or would like to hear more episodes, please don't hesitate to click on the favorite, follow, and or subscribe buttons located within the app. You will receive notifications of new published episodes. Also, I greatly appreciate each and every one of you, your children, listening and participation, and to all of my first time and continuous listeners, as we are moving midway almost into our new year, which is 2024. My prayer is that your life, your walk with God will be sun-kissed, overflowing with the favor of God in your life, and wonderfully blessed, prosperous, victorious, and full of God's presence working through you. Remember, we are our brother and sister's keeper. So we need to pray for our brother and sisters as well. We don't know what kind of spiritual warfare they may be going through, and we don't know if they need us to stand in agreement with them. So remember your brothers and sisters in Christ. Also, pray for our pastors, our leaders, every leader around the world that is in alignment. Those who are not lined up, pray that God will line up, open up the eyes of their hearts and line them up with His will. Everyone needs to come together. This is the end times, and there's no time to waste. Now is the time to come to the Lord, to get our business straight with the Lord. Do the business of God. Live holy, righteous, sanctified, and purified. That is with mind, body, spirit, and soul as a whole. And I love you guys. Have a blessed rest of your evening, your night, your morning, your afternoon. Thank you for listening. Your host, Wilhelmina. Have a blessed, prosperous, and productive life. In Jesus' name, amen.